Hi, you're listening to the Sports Tourism on Air podcast, where I, Vadim Ilchuk, will reveal, dear listeners, the incredible world of sport from the touristic perspective to you, so the sport tourism industry stakeholders could be sure that with this podcast, they will always be on trend. This podcast is produced by Endeka.net Sport Company, which is an international travel organizer of sports events with more than 10 years of experience. And here I will talk with different worldwide experts for whom the sport and the sports travel industry is a passion of life. Today we will talk about London, triangle of passion and emotions. What are the key achievements of three London top clubs? What is the background of their rivalry? And what can we expect from them in the second half of the season? Andrew Gamble, a sports journalist for Mirror, is our guest who will help us to find the answers to these questions. England is known throughout the world as the birthplace of modern football, the country from which football began to spread to other countries. Oddly enough, the foundation of football is associated with another well-known game called rugby. In fact, football and rugby were two varieties of the same game, just with different rules. However, everyone understood that it was not the same sport. In October 1863, 11 representatives of London clubs and schools met to establish common ground rules. The result of this meeting was the formation of the Football Association, first institution in the world of football. Thus, rugby and football finally separated, and this meeting took place in London. Thus, London could not escape its destiny to become a place where football would be a sport of fundamental importance. Therefore, it is not surprising that the clubs began to be established and achieved positive results.
Rather, I think when you look back at history, London clubs actually aren't as successful as some of the other clubs, because obviously there are some huge clubs in the UK. I think it was, well, I mean, we saw even like, you know, 10 years ago, 2009-2010 season, we saw Chelsea, Arsenal and Tottenham all finish in the top four. So that's all three London teams, or all three of the big London teams in the Champions League. At the end of last season, the 2021-22 season, all three clubs, Chelsea, Arsenal, Tottenham, they were in the top 10 in terms of the all-time English table for like wins, trophies.
Now it's time to get to know the London teams better. Arsenal, Chelsea and Tottenham are London's three most resulting football clubs. They represent the city nationally and internationally, participating in tournaments like the Champions League and the Europa League. Arsenal ranks third in England's list of the most titled clubs, having won 47 trophies. The 2003-2004 season was unique in the life of this club, when it won Premier League without losing any match out of 38. The club's most successful period is associated with the French coach Arsène Wenger, under whose leadership Arsenal won 17 trophies during his 22 seasons in the club. Current manager Mikel Arteta is ushering a new era at the team, and Arsenal is currently top of the Premier League. And what does Andrew think about this team?
Since Arsene Wenger came in 1996, this has been a club that prides itself on playing good football, you know, pleasing to watch football, and investing in youth. And that's kind of what we see today. Bukayo Saka, Emile Smith Rowe, Gabriel Martinelli, these guys who are young stars who kind of get the time to play. I think that's what Arsenal is about. I think I would choose kind of that.
Chelsea Football Club has won 32 trophies and now takes fourth place in the ranking, just behind Arsenal. The club's most outstanding achievement is two Champions League victories in 2011-2012 and 2020-2021 seasons. This club was always not a gift for their opponents, but in 2003, when Russian oligarch Roman Abramovich bought it, it suddenly burst into the cohort of top clubs. Chelsea is starting to recruit real super beasts, Juan Sebastian Veron, Crespo, Joe Cole, Claude Makélélé, people who are now legends of world football, and these are Chelsea's transfer in Abramovich's first season only.
Chelsea, they call themselves the pride of London. And I think it's ultimately difficult to kind of disagree with that, given the success they've had since Roman Abramovich took over in 2003. Since he took over and pumped all the money into Chelsea, they won a lot. I think they've won five Premier League titles, five FA Cups and two Champions Leagues. And they're the only London club to have won the Champions League.
Tottenham is in the sixth place in this rating. The club won 24 trophies in its history, but the last one was quite a long time ago, the League Cup in 2008. In recent years, the club has constantly been fighting for the top four. The team is driven and focused on winning. They almost managed to win the Premier League in the 2015-2016 season, but then there was a sensation called Leicester City. A team nearly demoted from the Premier League in the previous season to the lower league, that year became the champion. They also had a chance to compete for the Euro Trophy when the club reached the Champions League final in the 2018-2019 season, losing to Liverpool.
Tottenham, I think Spurs have established themselves as one of the biggest clubs in England. You know, I mean, they always have been, I think, but they certainly since the turn of the century. I'd say they're a successful team, very similar to Arsenal in that they have young talent. Harry Kane, of course, he came through to Tottenham's academy, the England captain. I think they're very similar. They struggled to convert their success into trophies. I think is the thing that I would say.
Great teams make for great matches. So let's take a look at how these teams square off against each other. Let's start with the North London Derby, the confrontation between Arsenal and Tottenham. The teams met 192 times, of which Arsenal won 80 times, Tottenham won 61, and the teams could not decide the winner 51 times. The two teams want to win trophies, since the confrontation is a form of competition for the opportunity to be among the best teams of the last 10 years. Both teams play pretty dynamically, which guarantees goals in this match. Their confrontation looks like a turf war, which is why this match's name is North Derby. But when did it all start?
In terms of its history, I think they first played each other in 1887, but I don't think the rivalry truly began until I think it was 1913. That was when Arsenal moved to North London from Woolwich. North London, probably at its core, is probably would have been a Spurs area, but Arsenal moved for whatever reason. They just decided that the people who ran the club decided to move up to North London, and yeah, from there that's kind of how it began. Since then, they play each other almost every year. I mean, Tottenham haven't been in the first division a few times, but, you know, for the last kind of modern history, they've both been in the same division.
And what can we say about the confrontation between Chelsea and Tottenham?
It's an interesting one, Chelsea and Tottenham, because I think there was a survey in 2012 that said that Chelsea fans actually consider Tottenham to be their main rival. Tottenham fans consider Arsenal first, but they consider Chelsea second. But it's interesting to think that Chelsea consider Spurs as their main rival. I think it's mainly because Arsenal were always a big club, right? They were with Man United and stuff in the 90s. Spurs and Chelsea were at that level below for a long time. There's always been a strong clash between Chelsea and Tottenham. The two fan bases dislike each other immensely. So it's always been a high profile kind of derby, a high profile match.
The teams met 174 times. Chelsea won 77 matches. In 54 games, the result ended in favor of Tottenham, and in 43 matches, ended in a draw. Because of mutual dislike for each other, the teams' matches often ended in fights outside the football field, which further provoked their conflict. One of the events that further affected the enmity between the teams was the 36th round of the Premier League in season 2015-2016. At the time, Tottenham was second in the table, and to have a theoretical chance of getting close to Leicester, who was leading at the time, they needed to beat Chelsea. Tottenham wins 2-1, but in the 83rd minute, Eden Hazard scores a goal, and Tottenham no longer has the strength to fight. After that, Tottenham lost two more games, and even gave the second place in the table to Arsenal. The match was also memorable because teams received more than 10 yellow cards. Now only half of the season has passed, and the match between Tottenham and Chelsea has already given many topics for discussion. In the second round of the Premier League, the teams met at Stamford Bridge, Chelsea Stadium. The match ended with a score 2-2, but the most discussed in the press was a conflict between Antonio Conte, the coach of Tottenham, and Thomas Tuchel, the former coach of Chelsea. Both coaches are pretty emotional, so conflicts couldn't be avoided. Tuchel was not satisfied with Conte's too emotional reaction to the scored goal, and Antonio refused to shake hands with his opponent after the match. So if you want to experience real old-school football with ripped legs and passion fanaticism, Chelsea-Tottenham is your choice. And last but not least, the classic London derby, Arsenal-Chelsea.
It's a huge derby. I think that's more like a London derby rather than a North London derby. You know what I mean? Like it's a full, they're the two biggest clubs in London facing each other. You know, one wears blue, one wears red. It's kind of just like a classic mix. You know what I mean? Like classic fight against each other. I mean, Arsenal and Chelsea have been rivals for a long time. I think when you go back to like the 30s, I think 1930s, they've been rivals as two of the biggest clubs in London. Because they were two massive clubs in their own right, whenever they would play each other, you'd see fans, thousands of fans always go, they'd always sell out.
The fiercest confrontation began in the late 90s, when Arsenal together with Arsene Wenger started their winning streak by winning the trophies, Premier League and FA Cup in season 1997-1998 and English Super Cup in seasons 1998-1999 and 1999-2000. Chelsea was strong too, but wasn't happy due to the appearance of such opponent. The main reason for their rivalry is their thirst for results and dislike for the opponent's achievements. However, the greatest confrontation was manifested in the tens of the 21st century, when Jose Mourinho, a coach with character, was at the helm of Chelsea. Then mutual resentments began. Mourinho called Wenger a specialist in failure. Wenger said that dealing with Jose feels like he is in a kindergarten. In general, they did not like each other very much. That affected the players. Clashes between attackers and defenders are not uncommon. Offensive play, yellow and red cards. All this supplemented the confrontation between Chelsea and Arsenal. In general, all three teams do not feel sorry for themselves or their opponents and are ready to do everything for the sake of victory and everything to become the real kings of London. The World Cup is over and Argentina is a champion, but the Premier League is returning, so no one will be left without football. And it is an interesting to see in what condition the players of the teams will return. Will they be tired or, on the contrary, motivated? If Chelsea and Tottenham are going through the reconstruction period, then Arsenal has a reasonably high chance of becoming champions this season. However, will they be able to hold their position? And how will the London clubs finish this season? Let's find out Andrew's opinion.
I'd love to say that I think Arsenal will go on and win. I think we are, you know, we've been under Mikel Arteta. I think it's been an incredible transformation, particularly in the last 18 months. We play actually a very similar style to Manchester City, because, you know, Mikel worked there as a assistant manager under Pep. And then when you look at the other kind of like big London clubs, Tottenham, I don't think they'll be in the Premier League title race, but I think they'll certainly be in the mix for Champions League. I think they will probably fancy themselves to get Champions League. And then I guess finally Chelsea are a weird team this year. I don't know what to make of Chelsea this year. I feel like on their day, they can compete with anyone. and play against anyone, but their day hasn't happened that many times this season.
How it will be, we will find out later. In addition to the confrontation between teams from London, many other matches await us. For example, what's the Manchester United versus Arsenal derby wars? And the legacy of Sir Alex's confrontation with Arsene Wenger with the new characters? Or Chelsea-Liverpool, Blues against Reds again? I just remind you, the match against Chelsea, when the legendary Steven Gerrard tripped on the pitch, which allowed Chelsea to score and leave this player and Liverpool without the title of Champions of England. But all of it is another story. That is football in London. Emotional, exciting, and with passion. I hope you liked the episode. If yes, subscribe to this podcast and wait for the next episodes very soon. Find us on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, and other podcast platforms. Let's dig into the world of sports tourism together.